babies last summer and made sure father goldfish nor birds ate them. A community of frogs lives there too. At first, Father Frog would jump into the pond when I came in the evening to sit. Now he just looks at me, and I tip my glass of wine to him, both of us seeking rest. My home has a living room and a dining room, though there are so many books, we don't eat or sit there. We smile at our books, and I occasionally dust them. My windows are mostly stained glass, two of which I found on auction that once belonged to a church built by slaves. I was lucky no one else wanted them. One says 60, a birthday present from a dear, thoughtful friend. The deck has been turned into a playpen for the dog who always wants me to grill. My den is friendly, without a telephone, though it has two desks and two chairs. My garden didn't do well last year. My green peppers came, but no okra, and the beautiful rosemary bush from Novella Nelson finally succumbed to winter, as did she. My car is 12 years old, and I want no other. I'm looking for a photo, face shot, and this is not a poem, only some words that define who I am. I am happy, and I love and embrace what I love.
Why I'm thankful. I'm thankful grandmother took me to Sunday school. Now when I'm lonely, I have songs to sing. I'm grateful I can borrow books from the library. Now when I sit in the hospital, I have another world to go to. I'm thankful I learned to cry. Though I miss Mommy, she is no longer in pain. I'm thankful she is in heaven with grandmother, laughing and drinking a beer. I'm thankful I understand life is not just fun, but also duty. I go to school, clean my room, be nice to people. I'm thankful I make them proud.
Yes. Sometimes everybody's coffee gets cold, and it's good to remember all clocks tick at a different time, no matter how close they are to each other. Dogs sniffed each other. In community talk, we call gossip that cats run away from when they are unsure of you. We eat bullfrogs and ride horses. Sometimes we pray for rain, sometimes for sun. We are born, we will die. Sometimes that's a good idea to understand.
Won't you be my neighbor? While the sky was that sort of gray, not quite light, you could hear the birds begin to sing. Since the puppy needs to go out at that hour, I am up, watching the little birds go off to hunt for food. There is a copper sculpture on the railing, which I hadn't realized holds Mother Wren's eggs. The puppy ballet dances at it, since she knows something alive is in there. The puppy only wants to play with the babies. Like the Cincinnati gorilla only wanted to play with the little boy, though the humans didn't understand that, and shot him. Soon the puppy will have to go to the kennel until the baby wrens learn to fly. Maybe only a week or two, since she, too, doesn't want to hurt anything, only to get to know them better. I go inside and make my breakfast. It is spring, and the blue is brighter. The big birds are waking up. And I have to hurry to take 10 pills because my neurologist 2 years ago sent a letter to the DMV saying I should not drive, but has forgotten to send the notice that now I can. Luckily, I have friends to help out, though every time I have to ask for a ride, I am angry all over again. Oh, my doctor says I am sorry, I forgot. Maybe I am close to hating him. But the sky is bright blue, and the birds are singing, and I am ready for my ride to work. We drive down the hill and wait for the traffic to make room to embrace us. I hope we turn right, even though we